The number of people dying from drug overdoses in Maine this year is on pace with last year, when 370 lives were lost. Now some advocates are calling for stronger local action to address the opioid epidemic. Patty White has more.
Amazing grace.
On Monday morning, advocates, family members, and friends of people affected by substance use disorder sang as they placed 38 roses on the steps of Lewiston City Hall, one for each city resident who's died from a drug overdose in the past 2 years. Some supporters at the event say they lost loved ones from surrounding communities. Sherry Monteith says her 30-year-old sister, Sarah Cookson, who lived in Farmingdale, became addicted to opioids after undergoing surgery. Monteith says she tried to find help, but her sister didn't have health insurance.
That's why when we went to treatment programs, we could not afford any of the options. One cost $15,000. We were told to take out a second mortgage in our home to afford it. That put us in a position of having to choose between the financial security of my own two children and the health of my sister, a choice no one should have to make. We decided we couldn't afford it and thought we had more time to figure out other options for Sarah.
But a few months later, Sarah died from an overdose. Monteith wants leaders at the municipal level to do more to help people with substance use disorder.
I'm speaking today in hopes my story will urge elected officials to take proactive action to assist those who need treatment now and avoid another tragedy like the loss our family has experienced.
Even though every community in the state has been affected by this epidemic, we still have not built the political will to truly address it.
Ben Chin, who's running for mayor of Lewiston this November, criticized the city for failing to prioritize the opioid epidemic and says officials should form a stakeholder group to take action. Marty O'Brien of Gray Street Recovery Services says it's clear that new strategies are needed.
We're here today not to bring up what our community isn't doing, but how we can join together with the community to provide some solutions.
29-year-old Tracy Bouchard of Brunswick is currently in treatment at Gray Street. She came to the Lewiston event because in the past month, she's lost three friends to drug overdose deaths. One included a friend she'd known since elementary school.
Going to his funeral and watching his parents and his three small children, and it's just so sad.
Bouchard says she's fortunate to be in treatment and that everyone who needs it should have access as well. Lewiston Mayor Robert McDonald did not respond to a request for comment. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.